Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. For Free Talk Live, GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing by talking to other people. Each one, teach two. Each one, teach two. We're going to be talking to William Edward Binney this hour. He's a former highly placed intelligence official with the United States NSA, National Security Agency. He turned whistleblower, and he resigned on October 31st, 2001, after more than 30-plus years with the agency. He is one of the individuals most knowledgeable about intelligence information. He was in charge of, in 1997, geopolitical military information and analysis data. He oversaw over 6,000 people. And he says that they have tens of thousands of terabytes per minute. And the question is, how long have they been keeping track of all of us? Well, he has tried to bring this forward and let the American people know. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you the 2015 Sam Adams Award winner, Mr. William Edward Binney. Thank you, sir, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you for having me, and good morning.
Good morning. You have an amazing story, one that most people would not believe. You came from the inside of the belly of the beast, if you will, and you have now turned whistleblower, and I cannot commend you more, and thank you for bringing this information to the American public. Let's go back and talk about what it was like when you were working for the agency, what you did, what was your realistic day like, and how much information did you have access to?
Actually, I was focused for the better part of 28 years in my career there on the in the 4 years in the military and 32 years, a little over 32 years as a civilian at NSA. For about 28 years of that, I focused on the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact. Mm-hmm. So I was deeply involved in codes and ciphers and data systems and analysis of data against that particular set of targets. So it was rather quite a mind-bending puzzle, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So it was quite involved and interesting and challenging. And then as the wall fell after 1990, things changed, and NSA needed to find a new compatible or a new target that would in fact replace the old Warsaw Pact Soviet Union. So we had a large vacuum, if you will, of a mission statement to fill. And at that point, they looked at the Internet and the ballooning communications, digital communications around the world, cell phones, the Internet, and things like that as a way of being able to replace that. And that meant we had a whole new set of problems to look at. It was not in any way compatible with the old Soviet target that we were primarily focused on. So that made the new set of problems move up to the priority to the top priority for the agency to try to solve. And as a part of that process, I became the technical director of the old Soviet Union, and then eventually I became the technical director of the World Geopolitical and Military Analysis Reporting Shop. That I assumed in 1997. And at that point, it was really clear that the major problem we had was with the Internet and capturing and being able to view and look into data passing around the Internet worldwide. And that's when I started working on designing systems that would be able to at least look into the data and, if not capture it. Unfortunately, the part that I did, Ed Loomis was my partner in that. He was doing the front-end data acquisition. I was doing the back-end. Once you got the data, you had to figure out what was important in it and so on. And that's what I was doing. Plus, once you figure that out, you can invert that and turn it back into the front-end and say, this is the thing, these are the sets of data I want you to select and not take in anything else.
Okay, we've got a 3-minute break, and we're going to be back after this 3-minute break with William Edward Binney. Gary Franchi is with me, co-host on the line. He's also interviewed Mr. Binney in the past. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. William Binney is joining us today, NSA, former NSA official. He spoke out during the George Bush administration against George Bush. He also has continued to speak out against Barack Obama's presidency and the data collection policies of NSA. His views are quite strong. I don't know why we have not been able to do more in the way of undoing the damage that NSA is doing to all of us, but hopefully we will continue and support him in any way that we can. Mr. Binney, you mentioned off air to me about the Fairview program. I'd like to talk about that and then the introduction of your program called Thin Thread, because these play such an important role in your story.
Yes, well, Fairview is the program name that they're using with the work with, according to the documentation, AT&T. It basically is a program where they put taps on the fiber optic networks around the lower 48 states of the United States to capture data as it flows by. In other words, they're taking it off the – it's like Mark Klein exposed that facility in San Francisco, where they had basically all the fiber lines were passing through basically a prism that would duplicate the light in two directions. One they would send the normal path, the other they would send up to the NSA room. I think it was room 641A in that building. And then it would go into Naris devices to sessionize and capture everything being said across that fiber line and then pass it on to NSA for storage. Those are the kinds of things that are happening. There's between 80 and 100 fiber optic taps inside the United States that's basically distributed with the population of the country. If they were only after foreigners, they would only have the sites along the coast, you know, where the transoceanic cables surfaced. So that's where foreign communications would come into the country. They could capture all of that right there. It's not the objective of foreigners. They're not the objective here. It's domestic communications. That's the objective. And it's not metadata either, because they get all the metadata from the companies using the Patriot Act Section 215 FISA court orders, of which I think there are a maximum of 72 or 78 companies participating in that program. They can't be any more than that, according to their numbering scheme on that FISA court order. So that's the main program that does all this capture and storage of data. And they're filling up the Bluffdale storage facility with that information. And, by the way, they're also planning a replacement for Bluffdale. And according to the one of the ways you can follow what they're doing is to look for their environmental impact statements they make. They have to file those before they build anything. So they filed one for a 2.8 million square foot facility on Fort Meade, which is about three times the size of Bluffdale. So if you figure the timing, that timing means that planning is 5 years ahead at least. So in 5 years, they expect to have that facility online, which would be the follow-on to Bluffdale. So they're expecting Bluffdale to be full of data by that time. So then they'll have this new facility to handle it. And the reason, the point is it has to be bigger because there's an ever-growing amount of data capture. It keeps increasing year after year. So they have to build bigger facilities. So this is a never-ending problem they created for themselves. They created this ever-growing issue of collecting data, which means they need an ever-growing budget, which means their entire organization and empire will keep growing. That's their whole objective. It's not solving the problem. It's growing an empire. Right. That's their issue.
But NSA is supposed to be only doing foreign work. They're not supposed to be doing domestic spying. How did they justify to you when you said to them, wait a minute, this is not our mission?
Well, they simply didn't, okay. Their charter is foreign intelligence. They do it basically, the fundamental user of the data of domestic communications, that's the FBI and the DEA and law enforcement. That's the primary use of it.
Right.
Also, that's being done worldwide for law enforcement, too. So that the tip-offs go anywhere in the world that the FBI and DEA have relationships. So that's the real problem. But the thin thread issue, which was the program that I developed, did a front end. What it was we created the ability to look into massive amounts of data at fiber rates and be able to see in there what was there. So you're looking into the data, but not looking at the data. So we're looking at the attributes of the communicants involved in transactions on the Internet so you could tell who's communicating. That means you could, if you graphed all of that, you could tell or build relationships from that. You could tell who in there is important to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use that data to see into what was being said and pull out what was important to look at. That would mean that you could pull out a very small amount of the data, the massive amounts of data that are flowing by, and get a highly relevant set of information for your analysts to look at so they could succeed. That's how we just let most of the vast bulk of everything pass by and not even look at it. So we wouldn't even look at metadata for U.S. citizens talking or communicating with other U.S. citizens or any of their content. The only content we would pull out would be those that were relevant to or those that were directly involved with the known bad guys, for example, or in a zone of suspicion around them. And all the other metadata for foreign communications we would capture and look at just for graphing principles. And that made it a very small set of information, so we wouldn't have to do things like build Bluffdale and we wouldn't bury our analysts with meaningless information. Mm-hmm. That was the whole idea behind that. Plus, if there was a U.S. citizen that was pulled in to the data by having a direct contact with a known terrorist, for example, then all the attributes of that U.S. citizen would be encrypted so that the FBI or anybody else, NSA or anyone, couldn't tell who it was. So they wouldn't be able to go after them or anything until they could show probable cause, at which case we could then decrypt them. And we had a concept of having the courts involved in that process, so they would be understanding where we were and what we were developing in terms of probable cause, and have a set of agreements with the court that would be conforming to the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
You know, when you mention the terrorism, there are so many people now who are challenging the terrorist issue as being a created terrorism.
It's fear-mongering, yeah.
Yeah, that a lot of these terrorist groups might be, a.k.a. United States. They may be, ISIS. A lot of people talking about ISIS being funded and created by the United States, creating the bad guys that we have to be able to take away our rights vis-a-vis Patriot Act, etc. So, you know, having been there, how much trust do you have in the media and or the government to tell us that, you know, Al-Qaeda is a real deal, or that it is not superimposed upon, a country that's already beaten down and we've instituted or integrated our people within that country to create situations that cause Sunnis versus Shias or whatever? It just seems to me that it is such an agendized scenario, the terrorism scenario.
Yes, and if you have to remember that back in the war in Afghanistan when the Soviet Union was there, we were supporting Al Qaeda. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, that it's really a messy affair. It's really hard sometimes to tell the good guys from the bad guys. One day they're good, the next day they're bad. So it's not an easy issue to deal with. But in terms of the focus that the intelligence community should be doing to sort that out, it should be a focused attack on the information and data flow around the world so that they can be successful. By doing what they're doing, they're destroying their capability to really find out when things are transitioning from good to bad or bad mm-hmm. to good, or whatever direction it is.
Well,
it's making it very difficult for them to figure that out to begin with.
And you take the situation that happened last night in Garland, Texas. You know how convenient that they're doing this weird, you know, Muslim cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, of all places, with a girl from New York that's doing that. And they had the SWAT team in the building at the time. How convenient. I mean, a lot of this stuff just doesn't make any sense to the average person. I'm just a nurse, but I say, whoa, this stuff doesn't make any sense.
Well, it may have been a setup, you know, to lure any potential threats out. So, if they figured they had somebody like who would go after the Dutch artist that did something, or the Copenhagen set of people, or the Paris group that were doing publications, if there was a group around that area that would try to go after them, that may have been a way to lure them out. It's hard to tell what the motive was there, but certainly it's free speech and they have the right to do it. I assume the police felt that there may be a real threat for that, and they may have figured it that way and been prepared for it. So either way, I think it certainly filtered out some bad people among us.
Let's go back to 9/11, because you say that of course, was that's when we thought they were starting to do their tracking of the American public, or at least they were making pronouncements of that with the Patriot Act. But when do you think, and I want to cover 9/11 in just a second, but when do you think they actually started keeping track and data of the American public?
In the bulk sense, they started that in the second week of October of 2001. That's
okay,
when that data first started coming in from the telecommunications companies. That was billing data, so it was metadata fundamentally to try to map out the relationships of everyone in the United States with whoever else they were associating with. So
mm-hmm.
that's when that started. Before that, of course, there are programs that go back to World War II. Shamrock was one that ran up until, I think, 1975 from World War II. It was one that was monitoring communication into and out of Western Union telegraph, things like that, going in and out of the United States And those companies would provide that data to the NSA for review in bulk. Then there was a program, Minaret, started by Richard Nixon, who got impeached for it, by the way. That was one of the articles of impeachment.
We got to go to a break. I'm sorry, we got a 4-minute break. We'll be back with William Binney after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Gary Franchi. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting. And remember, you can also listen to the Power Hour on International Shortwave on 13.845 WWCR, 7 to 10 a.m. Central, and 7.490, 7 to 10 a.m. Central. The replay is at 4.840, 2 to 5 a.m. Central Time. We're joined by William Edward Binney today. He is a highly placed intelligence official, was with the NSA for over 30 years, and he has become a critic of the Obama and the Bush administration. In fact, hopefully we're going to get into Dick Cheney here, where he made a statement that is pretty frightening. But let me go back, if you don't mind, Mr. Binney, to 9/11. There are a lot of people who question 9/11. Now, you say it shouldn't have happened and they should have known about it. There are a lot of people who believe that they did know about it and they created 9/11. Your thoughts on that?
I really wouldn't say they've created. I have no indication or evidence or anything that's ever suggested to me that they created 9/11. But certainly the decisions they made made it very possible for that to happen. They could have done any number of things sharing information, for example, would be a part of that, but also implementing programs like the Thin Thread program. We had proposed to do that in January of 2001. That was about 7 months before 9/11, and that would have been able to pick them out right away, too. And so it wouldn't have been an issue. I mean, they couldn't. There were things after 9/11 that Tom Drake used the Thin Thread program to run it against the NSA database in, I think it was February of 2002. And when he did that, he found all the data that was necessary to stop it prior to 9/11 in the NSA databases prior to 9/11, but they didn't realize it was there. That meant they didn't have an opportunity to check it. And the reason that they didn't know it was there is because even at that time, they were collecting so much information, was overburdening their analysts, and they couldn't get to it. So that made them ineffective even back then. And now what they've done is add orders of magnitude more data on top of that, and it makes it even more difficult to get to it. That's why we continue to have the problems that we do today, like the Boston bombing and so on, because the analysts can't get to that data. So I don't know that it's necessarily that they planned on something happening. I think the decisions they made it possible for that to happen without being stopped. So I think that's basically fundamentally a management incompetence and not being smart enough to understand what was the smart thing to do or the wise thing to do in the situation. So I think I would attribute it more to incompetence than anything else.
I would really like to believe that, but since there was no plane at the Pentagon, and I actually got phone calls from people that were at the Pentagon, I'm a spokesperson for the American Gulf War Veterans Association, there was no plane at the Pentagon, and a lot of people attested to that. It's not very popular to say that, but, you know, those kinds of things make us really wonder, you know, what really goes on and what is really the purpose of all of this. Gary, you had a question along that line.
Yeah, you know, William, thank you for joining us on the program. It's really an honor to speak with you, and I thank you for coming out and speaking publicly about these programs. And you mentioned the data collection, and they keep compounding the data on top of itself. And with all this data collection, it seems they still can't even prevent these threats from happening. What is the real goal of this data collection?
Building an empire, basically, and money acquisition of money and fleecing the population of the United States of their wealth, so that they can build a much bigger empire, both in industry and in the government. Because when you have this problem of an ever increasing amount of data to collect, to manage, store, transport, manipulate, and so on, you need more analysts, you need more contracts, you need more contractors, you need a whole set of things worldwide. That builds up your empire, and if you, since the information is continuing to increase exponentially, basically, that means you have an exponential problem to try to keep up with. That means your budget needs to be ever increasing. So
you know,
that means
what you just
ever
said there is so profound. It's like they're vampires that are constantly sucking on the American people. How do you reverse? I mean, is there even a way to reverse this? It sounds like the power, they're just so hungry for it, they won't give it up.
Yeah, that's right. And when you get information on everybody in the country, that gives you leverage against everybody in one form or another. I mean, you could find weaknesses or violations of the law somewhere against someone for something, or if not against you directly, then someone you care for. And that gives them leverage against you. So that's the kind of power that kind of information does give them. And that's one of the reasons why, of course, the framers decided that the government should not have that data. That's why we had the Fourth
Amendment. That's right. That is so true. We're going to come back after this three-minute break with Mr. Binney. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've got a lot more, and I'm going to take your phone calls at 855-995-6923. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're going to talk about some action items that you can do. William Binney is our guest today, formerly with NSA. And let me just also tell you that we appreciate your supporting the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. And when you purchase from the Power Mall, and this week only, you're going to get free shipping. This week only, free shipping. Now, you think the Power Hour isn't making a difference? If you go to TalkStreamLive.com, the number one airing streaming program right now is Laura Ingraham. Number two is Glenn Beck. And number three is the Power Hour. Now, you think that's not making a huge difference out of those 100 people on that list of radio shows airing? Like I said, number one, Laura Ingraham, number two, Glenn Beck, and number three, the Power Hour. So we're making a difference, and we want you to be able to do something to make that difference in your own life. and not lay back and think we're all vulnerable to the actions of these people. William Binney is our guest, formerly NSA, over 30 years. He became a whistleblower, and we'll talk about the visit that he got from the FBI after he went to the DOD and the Justice Department to try and set the record straight. One thing I do want to say is that you decided to leave your position and resign because you could not be an accessory to the violation of constitutional rights of everyone in this country. And I just respect that so very much. Let me go to the issue, though, of them having all the knowledge and information. And are you not concerned about being, quote unquote, set up? Let's say you send an email to somebody saying you and your wife are going to be staying at Harrah's in Las Vegas on May 15th, and they go in, visit your room after you left that morning, and take hair samples off of your pillow and then later set you up. Now, I know that would never happen, anything like that. But is that not something that you're concerned about, given they have all the information and we don't?
Actually, that was what they tried against us. They tried to frame us in several.
Wow.
That is all the people who signed the DOD IG complaint. That was Ed Loomis, Kirk Wiebe, Diane Rourke, and myself. We actually filed a complaint with the DOD IG's office about corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse at NSA. Associated with a bunch of companies feeding off NSA. It was an military-industrial complex, fraudulent solicitations and things like that. That was what Eisenhower warned us against back in 1960, and that was what was still going on. So they actually tried to frame us with evidence to indict us. Mm-hmm. The difference was we knew the type of people we were working with, and we were the kind of people who shared, and so when they came and raided us, in July of 2007, they sent about 12 FBI agents at each of us simultaneously, first at Diane Rourke at 6 o'clock in the morning in Oregon, and then for us it was Kirk Wiebe, Ed Loomis, and myself at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. That was the same time simultaneously, each of about 12 agents. They thought they got all the exculpatory data at that point because they took everything from us. So they thought they had it all, and they could do basically anything they wanted. And what they didn't realize was we shared a lot of that information with a lot of people. So that fundamentally for us is backup and insurance, you know. Mm-hmm. So that when they did that, and then they finally decided to charge us with those things, when our lawyers told us that, why we summoned all this evidence back from other people and had all the basic evidence to show malicious prosecution, and that's how we defeated them.
Wow.
Otherwise,
very
we'd
good.
Be in jail.
Very
and yes,
good.
You could take it right straight from the first first evidence came out in the Al Haramain versus Bush or later Al Haramain versus Obama case where they did a FOIA to the government agencies for any evidence that they were using or that they were assembling against this. The lawyers did this for the Al Haramain group. It was a Muslim mosque. And they were talking with their lawyers, and what happened was the lawyers made the FOIA, and the government sent the lawyers the classified transcripts of the phone calls that they were having with their Al Haramain, clients. So that's an invasion of attorney-client privilege, as well as simply taking content collection. This is back in the early 2000s. The case, I think, surfaced in 2004, 5, or 6, somewhere in that range. It's on the web. You can go look at it. But the point is they sent them classified transcripts of their conversations, evidence of content collection and so on. And once they realized their error, the incompetent error on the part of the government, they told the Al Haramain group that they had to return that data because that was classified.
Oh, my gosh.
But in essence, it gave them insight into their legal arguments and court proceedings that they were planning. So that gave them the view of the opposing side of the argument in court prior to the arguments being made. And so that's how they're subverting the entire judicial process by doing this process.
Unbelievable. Let's go to David in Alabama. David in Alabama, you're on with William Binney. Go ahead, please. Question or comment?
Yes, question. Thank you for that wonderful testimony, Joy.
You're welcome.
I think it was Alan Dulles started the CIA, the the heads of the NSA were, Keith Alexander, Leon Panetta, Henry Hayden, David Petraeus, George Tenet. A documentary I have says that all those men were Jesuit trained.
Okay,
all those men
and,
were Jesuit trained, yes.
Okay, your point is?
And they use that as a confessional, it's kind of like a confessional box, confessional where they can blackmail the public.
Okay, so you're saying that if they had all been Methodist Youth Fellowship members, that would have meant something also. Let me go to our guests and see if Mr. Benny, does that mean anything to you?
I'm not quite sure what to make of that. I just know that the entire set of people you're talking about there were all involved in ensuring that and supporting each other. So mm-hmm. the a mutual support organization and cover up, basically, of things that they were doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, David, for the phone call. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. This ought to make you happy, Renee, because you're always saying that, you know, the people don't speak out. Well, this ought to make you feel good. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. He's one of my favorite guests. I've already complimented him very much last time he was on. I was thrilled to see him on this morning. You know, everything you describe, the linchpin that's holding all this together, that allows all this to continue, is our corrupt judicial system. And, you know, the hottest place in hell should be reserved for those people who claim the moral high ground and claim to represent justice, but are such huge hypocrites that they go along with this to do things like this to you or Larry Pinkney or other good people whose lives they have ruined with their corruption. Nothing will change. So literally probably a couple of million people who are going along to get along and accessories and who have found the off switch of their conscience that go along with this.
All right. Any response, Mr. Benny, to
Yes. And in fact, we all had hope for a constitutional lawyer coming into office that he would, in fact, live up to the principles of the Constitution.
Yeah. And are you aware that he returned his law license, that he surrendered his law license before he took office of the presidency?
No, I'm not aware of that. But that shouldn't change his training, and it certainly didn't change his oath of office, which was to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution.
Right. But being referred to as a lawyer all the time, is he a lawyer if he doesn't have a state bar? I mean, the state of Chicago or the state of Illinois says that he and Michelle surrendered after a little bit of a problem. Their license, so that might, their bar card, in other words, maybe that might make a difference in some people's minds.
Doesn't change the training that they've had. That's my point.
Yeah, right. He ought to know better, yeah. Let's go to Harvey in Florida. Harvey in Florida, you're on the air with William Benny. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. Benny, good morning. It's
good
a pleasure
morning.
To hear you once again. You've been on several shows over the years. You know, when it comes to a crime, isn't the first thing, and I'm going back to 9/11, to me that's the crux. And you sort of skipped over it, but that's the crux of the criminal empire that's in charge. And in any crime, you look to see who stands to gain. Now, if you remember correctly, I don't know if you're familiar with the Carlyle Group.
Right,
which is Frank Carlucci, Daddy Bush, the Bin Laden family, the Saudi royal family. They're investors, and they had scooped up many of the military-industrial complex companies. Oh, 10 years before this, they were buying them for 10 cents on the dollar. And they became trillionaires once this 9/11 happened and all the wars. They just so happened to own all those companies that made a fortune on the wars that they procured. What do you think about that, Mr. Benny?
Thank you, Harvey.
I think that's an extension of what President Eisenhower was warning about in 1960, was that the military-industrial complex was looking at feeding off this whole process of wars and the government and the population. So, yeah, I agree totally. That was the primary motivation for a lot of this.
Yes. Thank you very much, Harvey. Cecil in Tennessee. Cecil in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with William Benny.
Well, hi, Mr. Benny. I wonder if you could tell us about active electronic measures that may have been directed against even the Power Hour or other radio stations and individuals, even on their computers, by active electronic means. I'm a former 37 Alpha instructor and a 35 Bravo by primary MOS. Thank you.
I think you're addressing what is called active attack, meaning how active measures can be used to, for example, use your computer while you're on it, use your unused CPU to drain any information you have on your computer,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. hacking through. See, the problem weakening firewalls or knowing weaknesses in firewalls and operating systems and encryption programs like the Bull Run program that NSA is running to weaken commercially available encryption systems allows them ways and means to get into your computer. Even if they can't read the encryption system you're using, once you read it, you store it on your computer. So if they can get into your computer, they can get your data and everything that was sent to you, regardless if they know how to break that crypt system you're using. So that's one way of getting around all of that. The other way is to do close access kinds of things. I think Jacob Applebaum, if you go to the 30C3 conference in Hamburg, Germany, about last year, 2014, January, I think it was, he talked about a lot of close access programs where if you get in close to something, you can get the emissions off, like when you're typing something on your computer. Every time you hit a key, that generates some kind of signal that's receivable and can be interpreted at a certain distance. So if they get within that distance range of your computer, they can actually transcribe or capture what you're typing on your computer or what you're putting on your computer screen, things like that. Those are the kinds of things that were well described by Jacob Applebaum, I think, in the 30C3. If you want to go look at that, it's on the web, too. You can see that.
Okay. Let's go to George in Texas. Thank you, Cecil, for that phone call. George in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with William Binney.
Yes, I was wondering, with all these federal lawsuits, how an attorney could use discovery to access some of these NSA files, the data files, regarding, for example, Hillary Clinton's Benghazi emails. Thank you.
That will be extremely difficult since under law, the NSA does not have to answer a FOIA at all with any data whatsoever, according to the existing laws. You'd have to do it through Congress and a congressional action, I think. That's probably the only way to get information out of them.
Insulated and protected,
aren't
they?
That's right. And in fact, even under law, they are not audited by the government. The government doesn't even audit how they spend money. That's also true of CIA. That's something should really change because that's a setup for corruption, and that's exactly what's happening at those agencies.
It is all corrupted. It is absolutely all corrupted. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with William Binney.
Thanks, Joyce, and thanks, Mr. Binney. I'm not going to be a good guy here after I say what I got to say, but 9/11 is the Achilles heel of all this, man. You know, how many millions of people have been killed and destroyed? And we're in a police state. The world is in the mess we're in right now because people that know better, like Mr. Binney, and so many people who could, the firefighters, everybody, if they just stopped dancing around 9/11 and got honest about it, like Paul Craig Roberts, and you talk to someone like Mr. Binney or some other guest, and when you bring up 9/11, the most they'll ever say is, well, you know, there are some questions about it, and we probably should investigate. BS, man. The whole world knows 9/11's a fraud, and people that could make a difference are still dancing around it.
And we need to ask the question why. I talked to a congressman who told me he knew 9/11 was an inside job, but would he say that on the air? No. So why is that, Mr. Binney? Let's take a hypothetical person who says, oh, I don't know that much about 9/11, blah, blah, blah. Why is it people are so afraid to address the issue of how 9/11 happened?
I can't speak for anybody else, but from my side, if I knew that that was an insider, had any evidence or knowledge that it was, I would say so.
Would you? I mean, I'm so glad to hear that.
I would not stand back and say that. I just don't know of anything that would say that directly or imply that directly. So I know the incompetence that went on, that is the neglect, if you will. I can say that. Certain things were neglected, and the setup was, the conditions were set to be ripe for that kind of an attack. Even before 9/11, they knew that they were planning on using airplanes. So, and they had people in there reporting that they were getting, trained. They were getting trained on flying airplanes. So that was known too, even before 9/11. That was happening.
There's just so much information out now. So much architects and engineers that have done a phenomenal job of saying, you know, 9/11 is an issue. Phil is very passionate about that. And I am very passionate about 9/11 also. But I want to go to action items after this break, because there have got to be things that we can do. What can we do? I know we're going up against a break right now, but I don't want people to lose hope and faith that, you know, they've got all the toys and we don't have any. You know, we're still dealing with, pay phones here, and they've got all the updated, you know, boys' toys that they could ever possibly want. And so what do we do? How do we address the issue of the corruptness that is going on in these administrations, all of them? You know, it doesn't make any difference if you're red state, blue state, you know, Republican or Democrat. It's all the same thing. Cover up. And now we have the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, in which they're going to have their way with us. And we have no say on these things. So we're going to go to a break right now. We'll come back and ask William Binney, what do we do? How can we make an impact? How can we say not no, but heck no to all of this surveillance that's going on? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with William Binney. Stay tuned.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Final segment with Mr. William Binney, and I thank you all for joining us today. Appreciate you very, very much. Tomorrow, Attorney Kurt Haskell will be doing the Power Hour, talking about the fraud and the crime in CPS. Now, remember, he was the attorney who flew back with the quote-unquote underwear bomber and exposed what really happened with the underwear bomber to the FBI. The FBI didn't want to listen to him, and he literally left the country. He and his wife, who are both attorneys, saying they could never trust this government again. So anyway, Kurt Haskell will be joining us from outside the United States tomorrow. We are talking to William Binney, and before I get back to the callers, we got three more callers. I don't know if we can get to them or not, but the issue of what can we do, sir, please address that.
Well, I mean, one of the things I keep advocating that people try to do anyway, if they can, is be at the town meetings that your representatives and senators come to and have occasionally, and make sure you address these issues publicly out in the open and try to make frame your questions in such a way that they have to address the real issue, the underlying issue, and not gloss over it. I mean, otherwise, the only things you could do is, like, write your senators or your congressmen and so on and send them emails and things like that. But the main thing you absolutely need to do, if they don't, or they refuse in one way or the other to address the issue publicly, then you must ensure that you go vote and vote to fire them. That's the only, that's the ultimate thing that you can do that can make a difference, is ensure you get out and vote and fire the bums.
You know, I was on your side 1,000% until you said that. Black box voting, the fact that the voting is controlled. Do we not know? I mean, that voting is all controlled? Do you still believe
that that's not the total case anyway? I think if people got out in enough numbers, then I'm sure that they could make a difference. I mean, I think there's probably we've seen voter fraud picked up now here and then, but in most cases, I think that it's not been enough to if the voters came out in mass and made the difference, I don't think that it could overpower that.
Check out Black Box Voting. She was in charge of the voting, and she showed where the fraud occurs in just about everything. But blackboxvoting.com. Let's go to Annette in West Virginia. Yeah, please check that out. Please, Beverly, I forget her last name, but she really exposed it. Let's go to Annette in West Virginia. Annette, you're on the air with William Binney. Go ahead, please.
Folks, we need our military to be given the freedom to back up the lawful citizen militias to do their job, to arrest these people. We have to arrest those that are so obviously, like Dick Cheney and from the president on down, frankly. The BBC announced the explosion of coming down of Building 7 23 minutes before it actually came down. Mm-hmm. And I even had a photograph of that. There was work in the buildings 2 weeks before the buildings came down. And right. By the way, those buildings normally would house 50,000 people, but they were practically vacant at the time.
Right. That's a huge point. That's a huge point, Annette. And also the fact that there's no plane at Shanksville. There was no plane at Shanksville. We're supposed to believe it went underground or something like that. Anyway, thank you so much, William Binney, for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure. Love to have you back on again. We need more action items. We got to stay out in front of this, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Binney, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it very much. And Gary Franchi, been in the background today, but thank you, Gary. I appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. William, thank you for joining us.
Yes, yes. And John Whitehead also will be on tomorrow with Kurt. So join the Power Hour tomorrow. John Whitehead and the CPS discussion tomorrow. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour. Have a good day.